Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the Truth Is Out There radio show. I'm your host, Joe Goldner. Before we bring on our guest, I want to introduce you to my co-host, Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I'm doing okay. I'm getting better.
Yeah, the bug's going right. I know. And what we got, great guest. As you can hear, we have a great guest. This gentleman is called the Metropolitan Cowboy. He's a songwriter, producer, photographer, filmmaker. Yes, it's a thing called See Your Shadow. Let me introduce you to Michael, the Metropolitan Cowboy Cohen. Mr. Cohen, how you doing?
Hi, I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for having me on the show. It's a pleasure to be here.
You're welcome. Tell us a little bit about why they call you the cowboy.
Well, you know, I actually got the name the Metropolitan Cowboy. It's actually the name of a television show that I used to do. Because I've always, you know, I had the cowboy look, and I always was writing country and western music. And so when we went to do the television project, we were trying to come up with a name for the show. And so my creative group, we were going to go with Concrete first. Concrete Cowboy, and then that was taken. And so then the creative group got together and said, well, you know, you always dress so nicely, so, you know, you dress very metro. So why don't we just call you Metropolitan, the Metropolitan Cowboy? And then that's how I got the name, and that was the name of the show, and it just stuck with me ever since.
Wow. And you are located in a very hot Phoenix area, correct?
Yes, I'm actually talking to you from the name of the name of the house is called the Oasis, and it's here in Central Phoenix, and it is very, very hot right now. We're starting to get to our summer season, and so we're triple digits all this week.
Wow, I know you're having a drought, but anyway, what is See Your Shadow?
Well, you know, See Your Shadow is our flagship organization, and it's a and how the best way to describe it is we're a band, but we're not a band. And what I mean by that is we create musical works, and I write and produce all of the work, and then I bring it to life with what I call the See Your Shadow Network of Stars, who is a collaborative team of vocalists and musicians and the like. And they are the foundation that creates the work that I write and produce. And it's a very unique entity because we put our songs first. Our songs are the stars of the show, which is why songwriting is actually in the name of the organization. We call it See Your Shadow Songwriting. And songs are the stars, as opposed to most people have our artists be the stars, and then the songs come secondary. And what I decided to do was to flip it and have the songs be the stars, because the songs are bigger than the people who are performing them.
Okay, you do it just writings and the songs that you do. Is it more in contemporary of today, or for the past, or involving individual lives, or how does it go by doing it?
Well, you know, our work, especially the newer stuff, it's we combine old school storytelling in our country stuff and give it a contemporary arrangement, because you have to keep up with what Nashville, the sound that Nashville wants you to have. And so, but I didn't want to lose the old school storytelling of country music that I fell in love with and that most people who are fans of the genre are hungry for. A lot of folks do not like the pop leanings in the music, in the country music, especially in this day and age, and a lot of us just miss the old school storytelling that we're used to. Fans are hungry for that, I think.
Okay, so what's happening in the country today makes a big difference in the songs that you're writing and what's needed out there, like country, because country of yesterday is a lot different than the country of today. And some of the things that wouldn't happen years ago is happening now. And I think a lot of people are starting to rise up and revolt against that and move back towards bringing back things that used to be.
You know what? I think that people want to harken back to simpler times. I think people are just, there's just way too much going on that is not familiar to a lot of people. And I think the more change that happens in the world, I mean, I think people think back to when they were kids, or you know, and just when times are just really simpler.
When they had morals and values and respect.
Well, I mean, it's that and just life in general. I mean, think about life today. It can be very complicated. Now, life is hard enough as it is, you know. But when you start piling things on, like, you know, mass shootings or you know what pronoun to use and different things like that. There's a lot of peripheral things that complicate it, and our lives are hard enough to live as they are. Just living is hard enough, and I think when we start complicating things with just all this peripheral noise, it just makes life even harder.
And you know, it takes off the subject of what life is in general. Most people want to fulfill their passions, their dreams. They want to they have ideas and things like that. And when people start making things complicated for individuals, especially if you're working with people, let's say, with special needs or some kind of health issue, it makes things even more complicated. And music is a great way to adjust that and calm things down, but refocus on things. Is that correct?
Yeah, you know, but the arts has always been a bridge and a healer for a lot of things. And that really is the beauty, that is really the beauty of the arts. You know, it's so funny you mentioned folks with special needs. I had one of our fans, and I was just talking about this in for a magazine article. I had one of our fans tell us that they had an severely autistic son, and they would only respond to our work when she would play it. And when she wrote me and told me that, I was just like, that is the reason why I do what I do, to hear a story like that from a complete stranger.
Right, we've been finding, as you may say, you listen to our shows, we've been finding a lot of the musical guests that we put on and some of the other guests that we get on, they all have some kind of work with somebody or even they were special needs in some way, and they're writing through themselves, through their hearts, and it's relating to others. And they're getting reports all the time on how much it's helping people with all kinds of disabilities and special needs, their talents. And so you're not the first one that said something like that. And there's a few others. And we get, which is a good thing. A lot of the guests that we had also had special needs, and they see things in three-dimensional as opposed to two-dimensional, and they can connect differently, and it works.
Yeah, you know, I mean, because I think one of the things that, and this is what I always tell folks, as an artist, I really am focused and in tune with people and their energy, and that helps me to translate some of the work that I create. You know, I'm able to tell your story, even though I haven't met you. Or just interacting with you for a few minutes.
Right.
I can tune in with everything that you're all about, you know, just because I'm focused on the energy that I'm receiving from you. And I'm open to receiving the energy from you.
Because we do a lot of different things with different ways. When we do the radio show, and I'm sure Michael told you, the booking agent told you, we have a lot of guests on his, and we do a lot. We work at React, and we always give extra information out to different people to help them build their business and stuff. But we also have, you say you listen to our show, we also have political guests and everything else in between. And I work for a company actually out of Mesa, and we handle a lot of different groups with a lot of stuff. And last night we also had Carrie Lake on, and also had Brandon Straka from Hashtag Walkaway. So it's a very big Arizona week.
Yeah. I heard you mentioning Carrie on the shows, because I always listen to the shows before I come on any show, you know, so I can be familiar with the format and be familiar with our hosts and things like that. So yeah, so I was surprised about the big Arizona tie. So I actually enjoyed that.
So it's been a very big week, you know, and there's a lot of things out there, and we actually been working with going back to 2020 and even before that with Arizona, so we know exactly what's going on in that state. So there's a lot of foot ground on that, but the bottom line is music, guests like you help out and do things. Can you tell me a little bit about what are some of the songs that you wrote? Like Virginia,
sure.
See Your Shadow? West Virginia, See Your Shadow? What's that all about?
Well, our latest single is a piece called Missing West Virginia. And it's doing really, really well. And I almost didn't release it. And I'm glad that I changed my mind at the last minute and made that be our next single. And the interesting thing about this particular piece, I mean, it's a reflective piece, and it speaks to how about you, a person can never truly escape where they come from, no matter how far away they go. You know, you're always how you were raised and where and and the things that you go through when you're growing up, they always stay with you, and no matter where you end up, and that's what that piece is about. We use the state of West Virginia as sort of a metaphor for that, and at the time that I had wrote that song, I had never even been to West Virginia. And I was talking with my publisher, and he was explaining to me about how he was telling me he had lunch with this young singer, and he always wants me to write for people when he meets them, and so after I hung up the phone with him and I called him back, I think it was later that day or maybe a couple of days later, and I said, you know, Daniel was his name. I said, you know, I've had this line in my head ever since we talked. And the line is called Missing West Virginia is the line. And I'm like, why would that be significant? And he said to me, well, Michael, you know, Aaron, the singer that he was telling me about, he said, you know, he's from West Virginia. And at lunch the other day, he told me how much he misses West Virginia.
The rest
is history after that.
West Virginia is a beautiful state. It's mostly coal mining and things of that nature. But it is a beautiful state, small in nature, but it's also very conservative in nature in a lot of ways. So that's one of those red states. But even though you got Manchin as the senator, but he's more of a blue dog, what's left of him. And so that's what that is. But we're going to play the song. We got your song. We're going to play it for you. Okay?
All right, sounds good.
He's a long way from home, not knowing what's in store. He left everything behind, to his past to close that door. Bittersweet memories, they invade his dreams. She's such a part of him. In his blood she remains. And he's missing West Virginia. Thinking about her brings a smile back to his face. He's missing West Virginia. In his heart she'll always have a special place.
Yeah. excellent songs, like he's homesick. And, you know, it's like being homesick for his, where he grew up, his town and the state that he was in. But also, can he use that also as his, missing his girlfriend, too?
You can plug practically anything into that into that metaphor and have it work. It could be any place. It could be in any field. It could be any real emotion. I just happen to choose that state because of how the line came to me, and I just felt compelled to write it that way. But it's a very poetic piece in terms of not only do we liken the state to an actual person, you know, and then the way the arrangement is done, it just gives you the you can feel the longing there through how the arrangement is done.
No, I'll tell you, it brings back memories of wishing you were back at certain things. Yeah, when you get, I don't know how old you are, but when you get to my age, you're tired. Sometimes in one of those days, you reminisce about what heck it was like growing up again, or what you do certain things and certain missing stuff. And that kind of brings back some of that memory, too.
Yeah, exactly. I think, you know, as I was just listening to it again, as you were playing it, and probably one of my favorite lines of that piece is where he goes, all the teenage trouble, and then the backhand of his dad. So
yeah,
how many people can relate to that?
My father and I, as a kid, I used to get into trouble all the time. I was the black sheep of the squadron, so to speak. So, that brought back memories, I'll tell you. And then you went on and did a song called I Will Tell Jesus You Said Hello. Can you explain that?
Yeah, so that actually was our breakout piece that we released at the beginning of the pandemic, and that's the one that we won we were named Alternative Group of the Year by the International Music Association. I will tell you, it was our first number one record. Thank you. It was our first number one in iTunes, and it just got the whole ball rolling and a lot of people really just resonate with that piece. I mean, it's a sad piece, but it also gives hope at the same time. And it just tells the story of a couple that lose a child and how they take solace in the child's last words before he goes. And it's just such a powerful piece. And I'm so glad that I didn't listen to any of the folks in Nashville who told me that piece would go nowhere and that they absolutely hated it. Not only was it sad, but it was a duet and it was all these things that they said just wouldn't work. And I just held true to my guns and then let the public speak for it. Let the public let the chips fall where they may. Let the public weigh in on it. And it was our award winner and our first number one. So there you go.
See, sometimes it's good not to listen to them. But here we go. We're going to play it for you. Hold on.
He missed a ball playing catch with his dad. Forgot to look both ways. A car was coming way too fast. Doctors told his parents they had to make a choice. In all the confusion, they heard his voice. Don't cry for me, it's gonna be okay. We will be together, side by side one day. By the way, I will tell Jesus.
Touching and very sad, and it hits everyone. I cannot imagine how it would feel for someone to lose a child when they get hit by a car playing, especially with the father's playing ball with him, and the kid got hit by a car and passed away.
It's a sad piece, but an uplifting one at the same time. And I think that's the beauty.
It's telling them, don't worry, not to worry, don't cry for me. You'll meet again, type of thing.
And a lot of people think that that's my personal story. And I don't have any children, and
that was my next question.
That did not happen to me. That's not my personal story because I don't have any kids. But it's an illustration of the level of the writing and emotion that I'm able to convey through my art, because you would think that a person that went through that wrote that. I didn't go through that, but yet I was still able to write that poem to make you feel
crazy.
That.
You picked up the feelings of someone that actually went through it, and you wrote in the song that way, and that's hard to do. You gotta be a real good character actor type person to get into that scenario and to actually write from the heart from that scene without even happening to you, but you made it that way anyway, and that's excellent. There is award winning right there.
Well, thanks. And and at first I wasn't going to do that as a duet, and then it dawned on me, it just hit me, that
we need the man's perspective and the woman's perspective. We need the couple's perspective, and that's why I decided to produce them when we went to go
and
Nashville to put the piece together as a duet because it has to be two people from both sides.
Right, and let's give them credit. Who was it? The singers.
The singers are the guy is his name is Drew Middleton. And the woman, her name is Caitlin Dyer, and they just knocked that out of the park. And then they did such a good job on that piece. I mean, I just can't praise them enough that they just really did a great job on that piece.
Yeah, did they win anything for that song besides you?
I mean, what we all did as a collective.
Okay.
We collectively as the entity known as See Your Shadow.
Okay. Also, you did one called Simple Special Moment. What's that all about?
That is such a good piece. It's probably one of my favorites. Because, you know, in life, we encounter so many strangers in our life, and we have... And we can encounter a stranger for a brief moment in time, and that encounter can have an impact on us for the rest of our lives. Either it makes us feel an emotion, or it gives us a story to tell, or there's something that having an interaction with a stranger, how that can impact us, and that really is the basis of some simple special moment. We have a life full of those with people that we don't even know.
Wow. You know, and meeting different people and doing things is very interesting to begin with, and that's one of the things I do. But we have the song, so we can play that too for you. Hold on.
a.m. on a Sunday, on tour, barely getting paid. Neon sign says open all night long. Story of her life in a face, dreaming she worked a five-star place. Kindness she gave away for free. I watched her as she took me to my seat. Honey, baby, sugar, what she called me. I had scrambled. VIP radio contest meet and greet. She came in nervous as can be. She held out her hand and said, how do you do? I said, OMG, I remember you. I had scrambling grits and joes. The smell of bacon filled my nose. You confessed you had a tattoo. We shared a simple, special moment.
That's another great song. By the way, that one also brought back memories a little bit. I love that.
Michael, I'd like to ask you a couple of questions.
Sure.
Are you born and raised in Arizona?
No, I'm actually born and raised in San Diego, California. I moved to Arizona from Ohio, though. So I was born and raised in California. And then moved to Ohio, and then came out here to Arizona.
When you were a young gentleman, because I don't know how old you are, did you aspire to be a musician?
You know what? I've always had a love for the arts. And I wouldn't say that I aspired to be a musician per se. You know, I came to do the creative arts. From a living standpoint, I was managing a law firm in San Francisco, and I had a milestone birthday. It was my 30th birthday, and I said, you know what? What am I doing? There's too much talent that's going to waste. So I quit the law firm and then set out to do what I was passionate about, and I've just been doing it ever since. Although I grew up in a band and orchestra, and things like that, but I really didn't. I just set that all to the past, all behind me, because I wanted to see do my career, and so I just thought, well, now there's got to be more to what I'm doing. There's got to be more to living, and I don't have this talent, God gave me the talent, and I need to be using it. You got to use your gifts.
Do you have brothers and sisters? Are they also musically inclined?
Oh, okay. Well, that's a very good good question. And the long and short answer is I have brothers and sisters, or so I thought, and that's another story. And I'll be happy to share that with you. Yeah. My sister, or the woman that I thought was my sister, she actually sings my female empowerment anthem that we did last year. I flew her out here to Phoenix, and she actually is the voice behind my See Your Shadows female empowerment anthem. But my life has been a very interesting one. How it all came about, and I think, what we are when we're born, our paths are predetermined, and no matter how we get here, your path is you're going to be on it no matter how you got here, and I think that's what's important for people to remember. It's not where you come from, it's where you go after you get here.
Are you working on another album now?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We will probably do a greatest hits record later on in the fall. Because we've been behind a lot of things that people don't realize that we were behind, and so we have our milestone anniversary coming up in August, and so I said to myself, you know what, let's do a retrospective and release the greatest hits a piece, and so we're going to be doing that in the fall, and then of course our Christmas record that'll be later on in the year that we have Christmas on Spotify 9. We promote that every year.
Do you travel and play in clubs or just at your particular theater?
You know, it all depends. Now we're primarily a studio band or a studio entity, that's correct. But we will perform live on special occasions. An example of that is that we were asked to close the Concert at the State House series in Columbus, Ohio, which is where See Your Shadow originated, and they asked us to
to close the inaugural season of the concerts at the State House. So we performed. I got everybody in the entity together, you know, from around the country, and then we performed on the State House steps in Columbus. And so for special occasion, we will do a live performance.
Who inspired you in the country music world?
You know what? I think growing up, we were always watching Hee Haw on Sunday nights.
Me too.
Growing up.
We're all in the same age group.
I think that's where my love of the genre came from. But we always had all types of music in the house when I was growing up. My mom was a really strong advocate of all different types of music, and I think that kind of exposure has just allowed me to create all different types of music. Like the See Your Shadow catalog has everything and every genre in it, and I think it's being open to those, to the differences. You know, I wasn't the kid just listening to R&B like a lot of the inner city kids were. I mean, I had hair down to my shoulders. I was a rocker at one point. You know, I just loved adult contemporary. You know, I just loved all different types. It's just always been my passion, the arts in general.
You know, there were not too many studio bands. The only studio band that I can really think of was, I can't think of their name now. Oh, shoot. Sorry. I have memory issues. Seals and Croft. I think of Seals and Croft.
Oh, yeah, they're a good band, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I grew up with Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin. Those are who my parents loved. Who are
good crooners? Yes, you know. I mean, those standards. So you know, a lot of those standards. You know, translate. You know, now you know, a good melody and a good piece translate and transcends. Time, and that really is the beauty of art in general. You know, I mean, once it's created, it is there forever. And it forever ties the people who helped create it together, and that really is the beauty of just bringing something to life from nothing.
And that's very important, and we're missing that talent these days. So that's a big thing.
Well, look at Harry Connick Jr. It was passed down to him. Okay, he's a crooner. He's great.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
He keeps the Sinatra Martin era alive.
Yeah, yeah, him and Michael Bublé, you know, do that, and there are a couple of others, you know, I mean, but it's really interesting how music has evolved, through the decades, and so much of that is how record labels view the buying and listening public, and you know it's so funny because record labels and the industry, quote unquote, they have a mindset of they will tell you what you're going to like and you will like it, and so many people buy into that, you know, so much. You think about the music of old. You had an introduction that could have been a minute long, and that was your time for your musicians to shine. You know, you had a good introduction before the singer actually even sang their first note, and then the industry got together and said, people are too dumb. They don't want to listen to all of that. You know, so you're gonna cut your intro from a minute to 30 seconds. And then they got together and said, you know, people are still too dumb. We're gonna cut the 30 second intro to 10 seconds. And then they all got together and said, you know what, folks are still too darn dumb. And so we're gonna cut the 10 seconds intro down to 3 seconds. And now, if you think about it, if you really listen to it, a lot of songs have a hard open where they just start singing immediately. And all that is because
I don't think the Stones do that, or Lady Gaga. They have their intros. Or Madonna.
No, but listen to the old, listen to the Madonna of old from the first album, which is the best album, by the way,
right.
of the Madonna albums. The first album is the best one. And as it progressed, those introductions got shorter and shorter and shorter as she as it moved through time. Remember, the first album was 1983.
Right.
The current album, I bet you will not have a minute opening like Holiday did in
1983. No.
Great song. No.
No.
Or like a virgin.
Yeah. Yeah, because when you think about it, the Like a Virgin intro, dun, 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 that's probably 20 seconds.
Even dress Me Up, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, that was a big intro, you know? The Stones always do what the Stones want to do. They're not going to do anything these days. I think their hearts broke when Charlie Watts passed away. You can never replace the person. You can't. They can bang on that drum all you want, but it's still the heart and the soul of the beginning.
Anyway,
exactly,
we're running down on time. Can you give our listeners where to find you, your website and all that?
Oh, sure. I would love to. Our flagship website is seeyourshadow.com, and that's SEEYOURSHADOW.com. We get that because my birthday is Groundhog Day, so the groundhog sees a shadow, hence seeyourshadow.com.
Okay.
Our preferred platform is Facebook, and so you can always find us on Facebook. I encourage you to send us a like. That's our preferred platform. And I also encourage your listeners to friend request me personally on Facebook. You'll see Michael Coleman with the cowboy hat. I love connecting with everybody, with all different types of people from all over the place, and to say that you heard me or heard me on the show, and you want to connect, and I will accept it because I think the more we can be in tune with those that support us and those that we haven't even met yet. You never know where your next friend is coming from, and so it's really important for me to connect.
Build the brand, get a new fan.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. We are driven by people. You know, we need to be more people centric in this world. And I think that, you know, so much goes so far as you know kind word, kind gesture, smile, you know, just human kindness and human decency go so far in life. And I think we get away from that at times.
It's called the basic levels of respect and dignity that we need to give to everyone, and sometimes they don't see it at all.
You ever come down to Florida to do any of your music?
Yes. As a matter of fact, we do. We have people in the network are all over the country, and yes, we actually have some people in Florida.
Okay.
Okay. If you ever come down here, we'll set things up for you.
Really, we have several places. Love.
Oh, that would be
fantastic.
People
that would come out of the woodwork to hear you.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Anyway,
thank you, Michael, so much.
I want you to
totally
come back again.
You. You're a fabulous guy, and your music is awesome.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
And congratulations on all your stuff. Go get
it. I appreciate that.
You know?
I appreciate that. And I would love to be on the show again. And maybe we'll talk politics next time.
Yes,
love
that's fine.
Love it.
We're open to it.
Favorite topic.
Well, like I said earlier, we're open to all levels. We have
that's
people
right.
like Nick Searcy on. We had John Snyder on. We had Leon Lee
and Rebecca Friedrichs.
And Albina King. So all kinds
of different things.
Chris Hahn and... So all over Alpita Jones.
we're on both sides of the coin, and we just respect people.
Yeah, the idea...
And we love to have conversation.
Yeah, the idea...
Yes, and which is really the cornerstone of everything, and that is the beauty...
Right.
Of the United States, where we can't have these open dialogues, that everybody's opinion, and they are entitled to it, and it is welcome, and that's the beauty of the United States.
And that's the fight right now because we're being censored, and that's why people are leaving places like Facebook or Twitter, and they end up going to places like Getter and Parler and Truth Social and other places so they could have a conversation.
Yeah, totally don't believe in censorship because our First Amendment doesn't, the right for the First Amendment doesn't say only if I agree with you. The right goes to everybody.
That's it. And the Second Amendment's there to protect the First. And that's, see, everybody gets that wrong. It's not there to for hunting or to keep you safe from an aggressor. It's the Second Amendment was put there by our founding fathers to protect the citizens of this country from an over-aggressive federal government. That's what it's for, to prevent tyranny. Because in the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, both say we the people have the power to change the government if your government is tyrannical.
Tyrannical.
And that's
hey, Michael, if you want to come back on our show, just let Michael know, and he'll let Joseph know, and we'll set it up anytime.
I would love that. I definitely will do that.
Stay cold in Arizona.
I'm getting ready to jump in the pool here soon. I'm getting ready to make me a cocktail here in a second, and then jump in the pool.
There you go. Anyway, thank you so much for coming on, and have a great day now.
God bless
you.
You
guys do the same. Thank
you,
and I'll talk to you soon. Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay, that was Michael Coleman from Sea of Shadow.
Very exciting.
Great guy and everything. And
wow.
It looks great. He's ready to go all the way to anything we could go talk about. I want to talk about
He's diversified and smart and outspoken and just a good guy. I like good guys. You know, he's all about the good stuff. Okay, it's all yours.
All right. Anyway, we got great guests. Oh, don't forget, Wednesday, it's 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
We have a great musical guest on 8 o'clock called Rennie.
Neddy.
And
Neddy.
Neddy's a famous singer. Neddy, as opposed to Eddie. Neddy is famous. She came to us. We got her on.
Big famous musician. Love it.
And we got more coming. They're now coming towards us as we bring it down. And this is not from the same book. This is a different booking age.
That's right. And hopefully we'll all be better by Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Hopefully.
But anyway, everything.
It's ripped.
I want to tell you something. Be very careful what's going on in Congress right now. We have a bipartisan bill in the Senate that is going to kind of put in some kind of red flag law to try and make something happen. It will open up the floodgates. It's unconstitutional anyway. It's going to get challenged, but it probably will not pass.
So hold it. The douchebag, the GOP's passing it?
They have enough to pass it through committee, but not enough to get the actual vote off the ground.
What's the bill
about? They're going to expand background checks, which is fine, actually. Expand background checks for mental health, which actually is technically
okay, so what are
going
to do to the...
But
well,
the thing
it,
is...
That means that checks out, that slashes out the Promise Program.
That's the reason why. That would help out that. But the Promise Program.
Well, what's the bad side of it?
it'll open up the floodgates to expand that even more and shred the Second Amendment. Most people don't understand is that no matter how many laws you pass, good guys, law-abiding citizens will always, always follow.
So they're going to take our guns?
Bad guys, by definition, will never follow it. That's why the bad guys.
So is it a bait switch, Bill, and the GOP stupid?
GOP needs there's a bunch of signers.
Yes or
that,
no?
The GOP is stupid.
So Marco Rubio and Rick Scott are stupid.
I don't know if they're supporting the bill or not. I'm not going to jump that gun.
How about Murkowski, Collins, Johnson, Ernest?
They only have Romney. Right now, I believe, right now they only have enough to get out of committee, which means they got 3 or 4 votes. They don't have enough to pass the whole bill in the Senate at all. And if it did,
I don't know what the whole bill is. Are we going to see it, or you have to pass it to see it?
No, you'll see it. But anyway, we're getting down to the end of
this. This is Scarlett Butler saying, everyone, have a great week. I'll be back on Wednesday at 8 p.m. Yes, 8 p.m. with Nettie. God bless America. Everybody take care. Bye.
All right, and we're going to say good night again. We got a great show. We got more shows coming. And I want to thank everyone who was part of the show, including the people in the chat room. So thank you again. God bless you all. And let's stay free.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men. Today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the